Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Biden administration vetoed a bill that directly impacts pre-retirees, retirees, and frankly, anyone saving for retirement right now. The veto preserves the Labor Department's ESG rule. We'll dig into the particulars and how you could be affected on today's show.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Joining me today from Northern Alliance Financial is Jeremy Bernard. Jeremy's been helping folks for a good long while, helping them get to and through retirement, continuing to just move forward there. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited to be back on the radio with you and with all of our listeners, sharing lots of good information. It's amazing to me how quickly things change. So, these kind of updates that we're able to share with people are critically important and becoming more important, seems like, on a weekly basis.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. And so you were talking about the veto, and I know that's been, I know that's kind of a hot and cold button for a lot of people, but so let's just talk about what it is and what it means, really. And we're talking about ESG, right? Those are the three letters that people are screaming out there, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of conversations that are going on around it. And honestly, I want to focus on the positives of it, which just that people are having conversations about their 401ks. They're talking about it. I've got people on a regular basis asking me if there's any ESG funds in my account. And if so, how are they performing? And ultimately, those kind of conversations are critically important. I mean, I don't remember the last time we've had a situation, you know, where people are really concerned about what's in their 401k because of something going on in the news. So, I mean, they're concerned about loss, of course, but what's in your portfolio feels like a whole new kind of, a new time for people in that regard, which is great. Get involved, be knowledgeable, educate yourself about what's in your 401k. Holy smokes, there's a lot positive about that.
So, Jeremy, you make a great point. I hadn't thought about it that way. And I mean, again, sure, because people now have a reason to look at that 401k and how it's invested and realize that maybe inside the 401k, there aren't as many choices as they'd like.
Yeah, unfortunately, not all 401ks are created equal by any means. You know, there are good ones, there are bad ones, and there's everything in between, of course. And, you know, what is a good and bad portfolio? It really depends on the individual. ESGs so far, historically, have definitely not performed in a way that I would consider to be satisfactory. But that doesn't mean it's not going to meet certain people's needs and goals. And I'm on top of that, I'm a big proponent of, you know, investing in what you believe in, whether or not it's a company or a stock portfolio or, a sector. You know, maybe it's precious metals. If it's important to you, you believe it, you understand it, then I think you absolutely put your money there and invest and help that sector grow in a way that's meaningful to you. So just because from my perspective, I feel like I can do better for some people in terms of a diversified portfolio outside of ESGs, it doesn't mean it's a bad portfolio for everybody. And I mean, again, put your money where your mouth is kind of situation.
Sure.
If it's important and valuable to you, invest in it. And I mean, I've got some investments that are line up to that exactly. You know, I'm 45 years old, and I'm not ashamed to say that I grew up with the Nintendo era. And so I put a lot of money in Nintendo, and I love buying Nintendo stock. It's just personal and meaningful to me. And, that stock is extremely volatile. I'm not sure. That's definitively not a recommendation for anybody.
Of course. No, I understand. Yeah, I understand. But again, I like what you're saying there in terms of, you know, if you're passionate about something, if this is something that you truly believe in and you're going to make a difference in that with your money, then go for it, right? I mean, again, you're just laying it out there. What a great way to look at it, Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the really important way. And ultimately, if it's something I believe in and enough people do, then that stock, you know, likely, or that whole sector is likely to grow better than it otherwise would have. You know, and again, ESGs, the big concern that I've heard from a lot of people is they just underperform. And I tend to agree, the funds that I've seen definitely do not perform like a well-diversified portfolio or an actively managed portfolio. But that being said, you know, people are caring more and more about environmental and social matters, and they are putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So if more and more people put funds into these, they believe in them, they're bound to grow and do better, possibly in the long run. And, you know, there's something to be said for that, for sure. I think it's a fundamental principle of sound investing.
Sure. Well, I agree. And so let's keep going, because that's not the only financial news that people are talking about. Jerome Powell made an announcement late last week and said what?
Yeah, interest rates are rising again. I had a conversation with a client a couple months ago whether or not we were going to experience another rate hike or how many for the year. And I make it clear, anybody that works with me know that I don't make bets. Or I don't bet money anyway. I do bet donuts. We have a wonderful bakery here in town. And so far, I've had to pay him out a donut every single time there's an interest rate hike. So I was convinced we weren't going to have another one.
Whoops.
But here we are. You know, and there's, you know, there's pros and cons to that situation as well. Ultimately, the Fed is doing what they can to stave off inflation. And I think by and large, there's been some success to that approach. It's not necessarily the way that I would have handled it. I would have liked to have seen a little more aggressive last year so that we wouldn't face this year, these ongoing rate hikes. But I'm not the one that got hired to be the Federal Reserve Chair. So what do I know?
Right, exactly. So what's the purpose for the increases? I mean, I know they say it's to sort of balance out inflation. And is it beginning to work, I guess, is my question.
I think absolutely. You know, I've got a lot of, you know, the major sector that I was concerned about, and I think a lot of people were, was the real estate sector.
Oh, sure.
You know, prices going up since COVID times, astronomical, you know, increases in asking prices for homes, causing all kinds of inflationary situations. Kind of going on all around us, you know, not just the supply chain, not just eggs and those sorts of things, but really, you know, real estate, I think, is the key factor to look at. And ultimately, what I was concerned about was a huge fall off at some point in the housing market because of raising rates. And so far, due to that moderate, well, I'll call it moderate increases over time, we haven't seen a real falling off of the cliff in the housing market. It's been more gradual. And that, you know, there's been a supply chain issue with housing too that's helped with that. But ultimately, we want, you know, we want these increases in interest rates to slowly wean us off the high interest rate environments. We don't want any herky jerky movements, if you will, or, you know, the housing market collapsing and everybody losing all the wealth that's been built up in the home. Slow, steady, getting back to the normal rates of inflation that we're all accustomed to, where we can actually afford a home and we can afford to buy eggs and afford to pay groceries again.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that that we're talking about as well, that people are talking about, is that whole banking crisis, you know, SVB, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. And now we know that SVB was acquired by Capital Bank, right?
Yeah, there we go. Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, again, is that anything that we need to be worried about? I know it certainly got people talking, but again, because that was a very unique bank, and I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying they did things not – this is not your bank down the street. You know what I mean? This is not your neighborhood bank.
That's so important to say. You know, it wasn't subject to the Dodd-Frank rules that were created out of the 07-08 crisis. You know, and it isn't your average, you know, community bank down the street kind of thing, or even, you know, even the larger banks like KeyBank or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Have you. For sure. And, you know, is it something to be concerned about? Well, of course. But these kinds of, you know, banks fail. And it's not just during times like this. It's not just during 07, 08. Randomly, banks just make bad investments and don't handle themselves the way they should. Historically speaking, they're able to really leverage the assets they have. And if they leverage it too much, you know, they risk going out of business. But kind of like what you just said, you know, it's still a business that, you know, while it's going out of business, so to speak, it's got assets that can get bought by other larger firms that can firm up those assets for the individual bankers and people who've trusted the bank to hold their money. So it's obviously something to be concerned about. So far, there hasn't been a real cascading effect of banks failing. It's kind of been intermittent throughout the country. And again, it hasn't spread to your average bank where you and I are going to be depositing our biweekly paychecks,
sure,
or receiving our Social Security benefits into. That's going to become much more concerning if it does get to that. But hopefully, you know, the laws are in place to protect that kind of situation from happening again, you know, where banks aren't overly leveraged, where interest rates aren't eating them alive. Ultimately, I think it's, again, a good thing we're thinking about these things, where people are much more aware of, okay, I've got a bank account in one bank. I know the FDIC only covers me to $250,000. So if I've got $300,000, I better do some bank shopping and figure out where else to put my money, because I can't have, or it's not generally prudent to have more than $250,000 in any given bank or any given bank account.
So sure.
That's all good. It's wonderful education. Unfortunately, it comes on the back of crisis for some people.
Well, of course it does.
I hate to see that, but it is a lesson for all of us. It's, you know, the common sense stuff for us, because we live in this world, being broadcast to, you know, all Americans in a pretty fast, you know, in a fast way, you know, information getting flooded out there into the sound waves, into the, you know, internet waves. Some of it's hype, some of it's real. So far, the stuff that's talking about, you know, another, you know, banking crisis of 07, 08 or worse has not even come close to any kind of fruition as far as I'm concerned, as far as what I've been able to see. So,
well, that's a good thing. And on that note, Jeremy, let's take a quick break. Let's invite folks to call in the process, and we'll be right back.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, here it is. This is a great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get that financial roadmap put together once and for all. Starts with a phone call. It's 833-856-1384. You sit down with the team at Northern Alliance Financial, like Jeremy, and really work it all out. It's a practical financial review. So if you're listening, then do give us a call, 833-856-1384. You'll get the comprehensive financial review, but more importantly, you'll find that you now have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Quick break for us. We're coming back. We've got a whole lot more here on Financial Safari with Jeremy Bernard.
Whether you've been working with a financial advisor or are preparing to sit down with one, there are a few red flags you need to know about, and we are going to cover them after the break. Don't go anywhere.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
On Financial Safari, I'm consumer advocate Steve Sadow, and Jeremy Bernard is here with Northern Alliance Financial, nafinancialadvisors.com. That's the website, nafinancialadvisors.com. Northern Alliance Financial, formerly Frisbee and Associates, and you guys now have really settled into the sort of the shift of everything that's gone on. And, you know, people are, I think you're right, you went through a big move. Right, from an office standpoint, things are all starting to calm down and just become, what you guys do at Northern Alliance Financial.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we, you know, the whole organization made a lot of capital improvements, bringing on, we're twice as large, almost three times as large in a, from a staffing perspective. You know, we're poised to, you know, handle an influx of clients that we've been receiving over the years and looking forward to continued growth and successfully helping people manage their funds and manage their retirement. And honestly, a lot of times I like to think of it, we want people to think as little as possible about their retirement once they have a plan with us. Once we figured it all out, you know, we make it as easy as possible for you to just go out there and live the rest of your life way you want to.
833-856-1384. That's the number that can get you started, folks. And we're going to talk red flags and red flags when it comes to retirement planning. I like this. I think there's a lot of stuff that we're going to go over. And some of it's pretty obvious and some of it maybe not. So the first red flag that we talk about is there's no risk at all with this investment, or there's little to no risk with this investment. What's the reality, Jeremy?
Yeah, the reality is there's no perfect financial tool yet.
Okay,
I'm working on it, and as soon as I create it, I'll let you all know, and you know, we'll flood this space with people. But until then, again, there's pros and cons to any financial vehicle or any financial tool. So even if there's no risk, because the company that, you know, we're putting some finances with guarantee against loss and those sorts of things, it doesn't mean there's not risk. One of the risks, even when we're offering something that has little to no risk, is an opportunity cost. Typically, it means, you know, your money might have done better if it was someplace else. And that's just kind of common sense and true. So we have to be careful when we use that language, especially because we don't want to be misleading to people in any way. There might be little to no risk, but it doesn't mean there's none. So we always go over the pros and cons of, you know, any particular vehicle, regardless of what we recommend to people.
Sure.
It also brings up an important point in my mind that, you know, it's not my job to tell you what to do as an advisor. I'm here to just show you the pros and cons of every choice available to you. And then you make the best decisions for yourself, ideally.
Sure. All right. So there's one red flag down. Number two here, here's what an advisor, here's what you don't want an advisor to say to you. Well, our plans work for everyone. Or this financial plan is one size fits all, and it is a solid fit on you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything in life that's like that.
Nothing is.
One size fits all. I swear, even the hats. I mean, one size fits all. I've got, unfortunately, a hat that does not fit, or a head that does not fit one size fit all hat.
Yeah, right. It's one size fits most.
Yeah. I've got so much gray matter up there. It can't be possibly held. So, no, of course, we customize all of our plans. I've been doing this for 8 years now, and it's so shocking to me even still now, where I just would think that I'd seen it all. And invariably, people come in, and there's a new twist. There's a new facet that comes into play. There's a new priority that comes into somebody's life, and it changes the entirety of the plan sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it has to be tailor fit. It has to be custom to you. Social Security is a classic example there, where a lot of people will say you should take your Social Security at 62 and not wait until 70, blah, 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 blah. And that's just so clearly, you know, an individual decision. And that's what we help people do. One size fits all is hardly ever true in life, exactly. Let alone here in the financial world.
Of course, of course. And this one too is, if you're, and again, you know, if you're working with you, you know, you're a fiduciary independent mm-hmm. advisor. The whole firm is fiduciary independent advisors. And if you are with someone that is basically a little more captive, if you will, don't feel the pressure of a deadline, because you gotta ask the question why. If they're so pressured to get into this, why, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's never a good situation. If you're feeling pressured, it means you're not feeling free to make the most informed decision for yourself. You know, so you really got to question why somebody's doing that. And sometimes that pressure gets felt kind of only in a kind of a deep in your gut way. You can't really put your finger on it. You know, and I think it's something to really trust and pay attention to. If you're getting that feeling in your gut that there's just something off, then take a step back. You can do research online. You can talk to existing clients sometimes. There's lots of different things you can do, but absolutely nobody should feel pressured to make any decision whatsoever, especially when these decisions in retirement could be affecting you for the rest of your life. Thing you want to do is make a decision in any kind of duress whatsoever.
Right. This is an important one too. And I know this is one of the things that you do with when the folks come in for that free consult is you dig in and you see where the fees are, because a lot of people I believe don't have absolutely no idea what they're paying in fees, because on the surface, well, my 401k don't look like I'm paying anything. So it's a good thing, but that's not the case.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, going along with the being informed and making informed decisions, you've got to know what the fees are. And we help people identify most of the fees in the 401k plans and some of their IRA plans if you're working with other advisors or what have you. And unfortunately, I'm happy to be transparent with our fees. We provide tremendous value for all the services that we provide and the fee that we charge. And it's just so frustrating that try to find the fees that you're paying in your 401k. It is very difficult. We have software that peels that onion back a little bit for people, but it's impossible to tell if we're catching all of the fees within a 401k. And why 401ks don't have the same legal requirement to disclose fees, I have no idea. It's something hopefully will get addressed by, the government at some point, because it's important. And again, if you're the service that you're getting is providing enough value, then the fees will be worth it. But not all 401k plans, not all IRA accounts, are giving you enough value for the fee. I just was working with a client recently. He was in a particular type of account. I don't want to name the specific type of account. But he was paying almost 5% in fees, which is just some of the highest I've ever seen. Needless to say, the client's only grown his account on average by about 3%, and the company kept 5% the whole time.
It's
just shocking. And obviously, we helped him put his money in a better place, in a much more conducive place to growth long term. So fees are critical.
Oh, absolutely they are. And it's good to understand what they are. And another one, too, is, you might, the old car salesman thing. Well, hey, go all in. This is what you want. This is all you need right here.
Right.
That's not the case. But it could happen.
Well, there's a time and a place for us to be a little more concentrated in our investments. Certainly when we're growing up and we're working and things are stable, we're not relying on some of these accounts. It's meant for this long-term growth situation. Perhaps then, an all-in-one kind of approach, I'm going to put all my eggs in one basket, makes sense. Again, if it's earmarked specifically for retirement, I think we can create some leeway and say that makes sense.
Okay.
As long as you got an emergency fund outside of it and all that. But when you get closer to retirement, it just starts to feel so imbalanced. And when I run these income reports for people and I show them, listen, if we diversify truly out of, this one investment into a couple of different investments, some years they, one of them will hit differently than others. Sometimes that one will fail, but the other two will be okay. And how that really balances out kind of the choppy waters, if you will, of stock market investing and retirement planning. It usually makes the most sense in the world for many people to not have all your eggs in one basket. Truly diversify, truly protect some of it, have some of it right at your fingertips, right at your disposal, and then have some money aimed at long-term growth as well. And I like to think that balanced approach, it really has helped hundreds and hundreds of our clients here at Northern Alliance, thousands of clients here at Northern Alliance that we've helped have a much smoother, predictable, and kind of streamlined retirement plan.
All right. We are once again up against the clock, Jeremy.
Let's
go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back. We'll pick up the conversation right here on Financial Safari with Jeremy Bernard.
Retirement, the chance to do what you want, when you want, and where you want. When we come back, a few things you may want to think about before you jump in with both feet.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari with I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and of course with me today is Jeremy Bernard. Jeremy is with Northern Alliance Financial, nafinancialadvisors.com, and we're having a great conversation today. I love the red flags. We sort of went through a whole lot of stuff there, but again, really, I mean, just good common sense stuff that sometimes you get in a situation and you realize, you know, you're really not in charge, right?
Oh, gosh, in some ways, right? Sometimes it feels that way. Mm-hmm. But also, oftentimes, too, you know, we dig around a little bit, learn a little bit more, and perhaps we can start getting back some of that control that we didn't think we could. That could be a really empowering situation, too. And some things certainly are beyond our control. But, you know, you never know. That, you know, sometimes we can really wrestle that control back from wherever it exists right now, and
sure,
and make sure our finances and our life in general does exactly what we want it to do.
Yeah. Well, and let's hope. 833-856-1384. So this is, I mean, again, these are the statistic, of course, one that we've heard many times, the 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every day, and that's not going to stop for about 20 years. So the question is, if you are among those 10,000 who are turning 65 over the course of these 365 days, are you ready for retirement? Do you have enough saved? What are we going to do? And to me, the solution is not, well, I'm just going to keep working.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, unless that's something you like to do. I've got multiple clients that are deep into their 70s and one that's in his 80s and he's still working. You know, what work is life-giving to those clients, and that's great. But definitely, we want to be intentional about all aspects of your life and your work life in particular, and your finances, and how do they all play together? And if we can optimize certain aspects of your life, like Social Security benefits, maybe maybe you've got a pension or your 401k. If we optimize it, make sure it's working hard for you in retirement. Maybe you can, you know, make some other changes, significant or not, possibly in your life. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I work with just want to change. You know, they don't necessarily want to stop working, but they want to change because the work that they're doing right now is a real drag, or it's just worn them down over the years, and they're looking for something different. Mm-hmm. You know, so work can definitely be life-giving. It can be socially fulfilling. It can be a lot of different things for us, but it hopefully isn't happening for people in retirement out of desperation. And if it is, you know, reaching out to us and having us take an unbiased, critical perspective on your retirement and seeing if there's some strategies we can implement on your behalf to put you in a better situation. I mean, that's what we do hopefully every single day for lots of different people.
Well, sure. And one of the things that we've talked about before is that if we haven't been as good a saver as perhaps we should have been, and now we're going to try to get serious. So basically, don't put it off anymore. Financial procrastination, that's really a big problem for people.
Yeah, it really is. I talk about this all the time, too. You know, even if the numbers don't seem like they're big numbers, and you know, if you're only saving, let's say, in an IRA or a Roth IRA, $7,500 a year, and you're planning on retiring just a couple of years, it's not so much. I think the thing to focus on isn't so much the whole, you know, what is the nest egg going to look like. I think it's important just to have the right mentality about your retirement, and that the mentality of I'm a saver and I can affect my own retirement is critically important. I think it's an empowering position to find yourself in. And, you know, once you have that right attitude, that adjusted attitude, if you will, about your own life, you know, you'll start to take charge of it. And then we make different choices from there and hopefully feel empowered to get after it. And, you know, maybe 7,500 turns into 10,000. And maybe you do that for one more year. And before you know it, you're at, you know, $40,000, $50,000+. It really is never too late, even if it's only just for your inner self-worth and your inner locus of control, if you will. You're taking charge of your situation and making the most of it And that's great. That's a hugely important dynamic to have in your life.
What a great way to say that, Jeremy. I mean, really, truly, that was really good. The one of the things too, and we've talked about this many times, it's claiming Social Security. And I know, you know, you can go start at 62, you can go and wait until you're 70, and just because your neighbor did it doesn't mean you should. Have a conversation, find out what makes sense, and that is something that you guys do so well.
Yep, I literally just had a conversation with a client. He went to one of these dinner seminars, and the advisor was telling him to take Social Security at 62. I mean, why anybody would just blanket make that kind of statement is beyond me. This particular client is still working and earning about a $60,000 salary. So if he starts collecting at 62, he's going to start experiencing what's called a work penalty with Social Security, and his Social Security benefit is going to get taken away. It's going to get taken back 50 cents on the dollar above $20,000 or so. So you can only earn so much if you're below your full retirement age before Social Security starts taking some of that money back. So these blanket statements about Social Security, I can't believe it's still happening. I'm surprised there are advisors that would be so bold and quite honestly ignorant about how Social Security works. They really need to go back to the books and learn some basics about Social Security before they start acting like they are Social Security experts. It's very dangerous information to be putting out there for people.
Well, exactly. And I mean, so it's important to sit down with someone who actually understands Social Security. The nice thing about Northern Alliance is you guys, you know, have the necessary people there who are very knowledgeable, who can help walk us through this process and really give us the options. I mean, I know you do that Social Security analysis. It's what, like 11 pages? And I mean, there it is. Here are the options. And if you're a couple in particular, that's invaluable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got to say, too, it was one of the reasons I was so happy to come over and be a part of Northern Alliance Financial, as they provided the structure for me to do two things now, sit with clients, meet with clients, and then study and learn and, you know, hone this craft of financial advising. You know, all of us advisors here have that luxury where, you know, all the paperwork side of this is taken care of by our wonderful staff, giving us the time that we need to focus on these. We literally spend, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of hours, maybe even thousands of hours a year, training and learning and going to conferences. It's a constant thing for us because these rules and the laws are constantly changing. So, we focus on that, and it's one of my favorite things to do. I love meeting with clients, and I love learning more and more so I can impart things to my clients.
Sure.
That's what it's all about here at Northern Alliance.
Exactly. And you guys do it well and have been doing it for a long time. I mean, so we're talking about things that can jump out at you and maybe slow down your retirement or slow down your plan. And this one is tempting. I think a lot of folks in a situation where, hey, I can borrow from my 401k. That's cool. Or is it? Especially if you're close to retirement. I think it's not. That's just me.
Yeah. This is a really complex topic, of course, and it is tempting for clients. I don't see it a whole lot these days, thankfully. Mm-hmm. When you're getting close to retirement, there's some drawbacks to be sure with these plans and people not realizing, you know, if I take a loan against it and then I leave my employer and then I roll it over, then it becomes a fully taxable situation for them, whatever the balance of that loan is, the interest that you have to pay back. It's a wonderful opportunity for some people, but we're getting close to retirement where we're thinking about making some changes, possibly to that 401k. It's probably a good idea to pay off that loan as quickly as possible. I get that you're paying yourself back and all that stuff, but it's meant for emergencies, and that's important. It is also important to know that you lose that availability when you roll it to an IRA. You right. can no longer take loans from that retirement account. But again, whether or not that's a good idea for people, I've seen it. I've seen it work well. It's not something that, you know, it'd be a go-to every single time for a lot of our clients. It's kind of a the option of last resort in a lot of situations.
Understood. And one final thing that we're going to talk about, we should avoid the stock market at all costs. I mean, right now it's really crazy, but that's really the time. Don't go with your gut on that one. You got to go against it because otherwise you're going to be selling, selling low and buying high.
Yeah, right.
And that's what you don't want to do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's what so many of us feel like we end up doing. I'm gonna play the stock market. I'm gonna beat the stock market this time. I'm gonna sell high and buy low, and I know exactly what's going to happen. And it's just statistically speaking, I mean, this whole concept has been studied so many times. And it's just not possible. It's been proven time in and time again,
right.
Time and time again that we can't time the stock market. What I always tell people is, don't avoid the stock market, but let's make sure your plan anticipates a stock market loss. What would it take for you to feel comfortable to still sleep well at night, knowing that a stock market's going to come, a stock market crash is going to come at some point. We went through 2022. Hopefully, we're turning the tides here in 23, slowly but surely. But needless to say, people in their retirement, we're going to have another situation like this. It's not if, it's just when.
Mm-hmm.
So let's build that into the plan. We can mathematically analyze what's going to happen if we have another 2022 or 07, 08. And I can show people, what their retirement looks like if that happens. If they don't like what they see, let's make some changes to it. Let's adjust it. And let's, make sure at least a portion of your money is touching the stock market in most situations, because long-term, that's proved to be very valuable to people in growing wealth, in a lot of different situations.
Sure. Well, again, we have run out the clock, Jeremy. Let's take another break, one last break, and we will come back and pick up the conversation.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds great, folks. Here it is, a great opportunity for you to just have your individual circumstances, your plan reviewed, no cost, no obligation. You can find out how much risk you're taking, just what we've been talking about. Red flags? Yep, we just had a whole segment about that. And how much you are paying in fees or commissions, potential tax liability. And again, one of the things we're just talking about, finding security in a lifetime income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security. If you want to take advantage of the complimentary review, just call us 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384. We are going to take a quick break. We're back. We've got more here on Financial Safari with Jeremy Barnard right after this.
When we come back, we've got listener questions, that and more right after this.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Financial Safari with Jeremy Barnard. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Jeremy, of course, with Northern Alliance Financial, nafinancialadvisors.com. A lot going on that website, as is usual. You've got one of the things I've noticed on the website is you've got really the schedule for all of your seminars and workshops up there. So, I mean, if folks, no matter where they are in the state of Maine, you can find one that's near you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we cover a vast majority of the state of Maine, and we're happy to provide, you know, the information in different places as well. We've got several businesses that we provide these workshops to. A couple of colleges, interestingly enough, have reached out to us looking for this information. So we, you know, even if you can't catch us in these, you know, public workshops that we do, perhaps we're going to be in people's workplaces or different locations. And I love all of that because it's critical information, and employers and companies are really looking to enhance quality of life for their employees. And I mentioned some studies earlier in the segments here, but they've studied people that feel financially sound are happier people, and they're happier workers. And, you know, we provide, I just think, such a critical resource to people to help them be more confident, happier, and more fulfilled, not just in retirement, but, you know, possibly even through their whole life. Mm-hmm. When you're financially aware and financially competent, I think you feel better about yourself.
I completely agree. And folks, that's how it starts. Go to nafinancialadvisors.com, check it out. And let's jump into a couple of questions here, Jeremy. We start with Anne in Holton. She says, I retired last year at 71, started collecting my Social Security benefits. My understanding is I can earn up to $21,240 this year without any impact on my benefits, but I want to be safe rather than sorry, so I booked an appointment to sit down with you and discuss it. What else can you help someone at my age with?
Well, so hopefully you started retiring or started collecting Social Security benefits before age 71. I'm hoping you started this. 70 is the latest anybody should wait to draw Social Security benefits. It didn't grow anymore for Anne this past year if she didn't take it. The other thing to keep in mind is that work limit of $21,240, that only existed for her before her full retirement age, which I would presume was 66, mm-hmm. possibly later, but most likely 66. So once you turn your full retirement age, if it's 66 or 66 and 6 months, she doesn't have to worry about how much she earns anymore. She can go ahead and earn that $1 million salary working at Amazon or Google or Tesla or wherever.
Yeah.
She'll retain her entire Social Security benefit. So beyond all that, you know, if she has 401ks, if she wants to talk about a lot of people when they get in their 70s want to start doing things for their family, legacy planning, we call it. There are so many creative things that we can do to help people, you know, share their lives and share their finances with their loved ones throughout retirement. So probably think about something like that as our focus, I would think.
All right. 833-856-1384. Alice, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Bernadette is in Augusta. She says, I'm retiring at the end of this year. I used a fee-based based advisor 5 years ago to ensure I was on the right track to retire. Now, based on the prior analysis and goals, I've accumulated enough assets to retire as planned. What are the top five areas that I should ask my advisor to focus on now that I'm changing from accumulation into the drawdown phase? Wow. She wants five things from you, man.
Well, the thing that screams out at me right away is risk. You know, are you sure your risk tolerance is lined up with your portfolio? And this is what I like to say too to people. I love giving second opinions because sometimes the language that people use is not the language that your advisor hears. So a lot of people say, "Oh, I'm in a very conservative portfolio," and then we look at the portfolio and it's 90% stocks, 10% bonds, or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't always line up. Just because you say you're conservative doesn't mean your portfolio is conservative. So that'd be the first thing I'd say is let me help you get a second opinion on the risk factors associated to your portfolio. Next, I'm going to say two and three here. Does your plan include inflation as a factor? Did he or she factor in for inflation, and then also taxes? And then also what if taxes go up in the future? Fourth, I would say, you know, how long is your plan projected to last? Many, many people are living into their 90s, far exceeding what they would have thought otherwise. But it's the fastest growing demographic in the country per capita is people in their 90s. So how long is your plan projected to last? Hopefully it's at least into your 90s, like 90 to 95.
Well, I mean, to her point, I mean, she said she had the plan put together 5 years ago. It's time to take a look at that and make sure that it is still ready to go.
Oh, gosh, I totally forgot that part. You're 100% correct. These plans can't last for 5 years without some sort of touching base on them. Thanks for pointing that out, Steve. I think these plans are critical to address at a minimum on an annual basis, let alone when you start drawing money down, maybe something extra pops up. You know, how does an extra $30,000 expenditure on a vehicle affect my overall plan? So yeah, number five area would be this needs to get revisited and make sure, you know, dust it off and make sure it's still workable at all. It might not be.
All right. Well, Bernie, that the only way you're going to find out is if you give us a call. Come on in, sit down with Jeremy and work through it. I would encourage you to make that call today. 833-856-1384. Eddie is in Bangor, and he says, I've been having a lot of anxiety when it comes to actually spending the money in my retirement accounts. I saved for so long, worked so hard to build it. Is this fairly common? And if so, do you have any suggestions on how I can calm my nerves and spend some money?
Wow, what a beautifully honest question from Eddie. You know, I have to say, I bump into this fairly often, that people are scared to spend money. To the point where I've actually started to coin a phrase, live retired now. People tend to live their retirement like they lived their working years. And if he was so anxious and so concerned about saving during his working years, it's not always easy to just turn that off and start spending in retirement. If people are living retired now, and it doesn't matter your age, if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, do the things that are life-giving, even if it means you got to take an extra day of vacation or, you know, you got to sacrifice an overtime shift. But live retired now, add value to your life on a, you know, weekly, if not daily basis, and feel retired now so that when you go into retirement, it's more seamless. It doesn't have to feel so vastly different from your working years. I think if that transition is just kind of how your life has always been, then it should be a lot easier.
Sure.
Beyond that, you know, if you want to come in, I mean, I'm happy to sit down. A lot of times people just looking at numbers, the empirical data can calm a lot of people's nerves. So I would say those, you know, two things, but in particular, let's come on in and let's have a conversation. Let's look at the numbers. Hopefully that'll help.
All right, Eddie, give us a call, 833-856-1384. We got time for another one here. Let's go to Christopher in Fort Fairfield. Christopher says, saving for retirement in a brokerage account, not a 401k. Can I do this? I just started a new job at a great but small firm, and they have no retirement plan. I've worked for 28 years and have been contributing to a 401k. I want to finish out my last 8 to 10 working years with this company. Can I just save for retirement in a brokerage account with ETFs and mutual funds?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question and a great point. You know, there are limits on some of these other retirement accounts, be it IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks, 403bs. But if you just open up a regular brokerage account, it's called an individual account or a non-qualified plan. And there are very few rules to pay attention to. In some situations, the taxable situation can be good for people as well. Sometimes not as much, so we got to be careful with that. But absolutely, it's a great idea. Add money to that brokerage account. It's taxed differently, and it's got different rules to pay attention to, which ultimately I think is a great thing. If we have several pots of money all acting differently in retirement, I think that's a very good situation. Yeah. Having an individual account, having Roth money, having IRA money, three different pots of money, they all work differently, and which means you can utilize them when random things pop up in your retirement as the years go on. So
sure. You
can definitely do it. I think it's a great idea. And, you know, we want to manage it in the exact same way you'd want to manage an IRA or 401k. Make sure the portfolio is, aligned with your risk tolerance, that it's got good You know, it's got good growth records, the fees aren't too high, and those sorts of things. And that's a great suggestion, a great thought.
All right. So, well, and he said he's got a 401k from his old employer. Might be time to roll that over into an IRA and have a little more control.
Yeah, that's a great point. I love that word control. Who doesn't want more control in their life? Rolling your money out of your 401k puts your money not just in your control, I like to say, but at your fingertips. People don't realize this, but sometimes getting money out of your 401k is a process. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's a whole pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to have your money in your IRA. It's just right there for you. It's at your disposal, and for sure. And 401ks, you know, you have to work within their limits of what their investment options are. When you've got your own IRA account, the investment world is your oyster shell. You can do lots of different things. Whatever you want to do, it's all available to you in that situation.
Terrific. Well, hey, folks, 833-856-1384. That's the number. And on that note, we're going to throw it one more time and ask folks to call and fill up those last few spots on the calendar.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that does sound great. Here it is, your great opportunity here to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, a practical financial review. There's no cost. There's no obligation. All it takes is a phone call to start. 833-856-1384. You'll get the comprehensive financial review just described, plus all the extras that go along with it. And you'll walk out with a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384. Again, 833-856-1384. Jeremy, as always, a pleasure to talk with you. And again, great information today. Like your insight. It's very refreshing.
No, I appreciate that, Steve. And I appreciate your perspective as well and helping me provide, you know, more comprehensive information by asking good questions. It's a great partnership.
All right, then, folks, we really appreciate you listening. We're going to come back next week. We'll have new topics and questions and more here on Financial Safari.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any mention of rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.